You're listening to ABC Radio National, on air, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
The Prime Minister has been labelled a coward by the family member of a Bondi attack victim for his refusal to call a federal royal commission into the massacre. There is a precedent for this. New Zealand held one in the wake of the horrific Christchurch attacks, which saw 51 people gunned down during Friday prayers in March 2019. Raf Manji, a former Christchurch city councillor, was part of the Royal Commission and says it was essential to his nation's recovery.
You know, I've been listening to a little bit of the conversation around a proposed royal commission, which I would completely support. I'm kind of surprised the government hasn't moved to that. You know, public reassurance after an event like this is absolutely critical. And part of that is the ability for the affected community to have their say and be listened to. It's absolutely critical. If you don't do that, this will just continue for years and years.
That's former Christchurch City Councillor Raf Manji speaking to me earlier. 17 family members of those killed or injured at Bondi have now released a joint statement saying they demand answers and solutions which can only be delivered through a royal commission. Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton is the Chief Minister of the Great Synagogue Sydney. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, how are you doing?
Thank you for asking. It's been a very difficult couple of weeks for the whole rabbinate and everyone who's been involved in supporting the families. But we're pulling together and we're doing our best to do the work that has to be done.
And as we said, the families of some of those killed and injured have released this statement calling for a royal commission. Do you agree with them that one should be held?
I do. I think a royal commission at this point is essential, and I'm also very surprised that the government hasn't agreed to one already.
What are the families telling you about why it is they feel strongly about this?
There has to be a fully independent commission with far-reaching powers to take evidence to some witnesses, and that's best supplied by a royal commission on a Commonwealth level. And I think actually there's a wide consensus, definitely across the Jewish community, but I've heard from many other leaders of the community, Jewish and non-Jewish, that this is what is needed along the Christchurch model, along the model of other very important inquiries into child sexual abuse, into aged care. This is, I think, just entirely the appropriate way to understand why this happened and how it can be prevented in the future.
And yet royal commissions do tend to take a long time, and that's one of the arguments that's been put forward by the government for not holding one. Would, I guess, dragging out the pain and the trauma of people who might be called be a consideration?
We have to be very sensitive to those who might be called, and there has to be properly trained trauma psychologists who are on hand to help in that process. But the point is that the families themselves, the Jewish community itself, wants this process. We shouldn't be patronised. We shouldn't be told in a paternalistic way, oh, this is going to be too hard for you. If we are prepared to go through it because we think it's important, that should be respected. And in terms of the timing, it is possible to have a series of staggered reports which look at different aspects. We'd have to wait until the entire inquiry, the entire commission is wrapped up before we know anything about its results. It can be structured in such a way that the delay need not hamper the work that needs to be done afterwards.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Rabbi Dr. Ben Elton, Chief Minister of the Great Synagogue Sydney. This has become such a political fight. Are you concerned that the Jewish community and those directly impacted by the Bondi attack are sort of being caught up in a political argument?
The great shame is there should not be a time for politics, and it need not have been a time for politics. Nobody inside the Jewish community wants to be involved in politics now, least of all the families. I think this royal commission should have been agreed very quickly, and we could all have moved on to the important personal work of helping traumatise people through their pain. But we've been diverted by this government's refusal to have a royal commission into having to do this political work, and that I think is a pity.
What do you make then of the manner in which the government and opposition are conducting this fight, this debate?
I think the opposition in this case is perfectly entitled to push for what the Jewish community wants, and I think the wider community wants. I hope the opposition wouldn't be doing it simply for the sake of politics. I'm afraid the government has created this this political situation by refusing what is widely understood to be an appropriate request.
You've said Jewish people should be able to practice their faith without fear. I don't think anyone would argue with that statement. What do you make then of proposals, for example, that the army might be deployed or that private security could be armed for more events, including an event like the Hanukkah by the Sea event?
I don't have a particular stake in who are the personnel who are protecting Jewish events and the events of all vulnerable communities. That has to be decided in conversations with, for example, the schools themselves, the community leadership and the government, and we can get to the right answer to that. I'm afraid in terms of arming private security groups who are protecting us, obviously within the law, properly trained, properly regulated, I'm not going to preempt the findings of a royal commission or an inquiry, but had there been more people appropriately armed, then the disaster, the atrocity of 2 weeks ago might have been prevented. That definitely needs to be explored.
And a number of people texting in to say, of course, there is going to be, or there's intended to be, a royal commission in New South Wales. Why, in your view, would that not be sufficient?
My understanding, and this is confirmed by the New South Wales government, is that a state-level royal commission has fewer powers and less reach than a federal commission, and that's why we need a federal commission as well. And I also know that the state government is perfectly willing to pass over all of its role to the federal royal commission should one be established.
Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.